Every woman knows the feeling. That quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot. The moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.
Shepherd, promise me you'll tell them to subscribe for ad-free content.
Now, usually I don't do this, not to sound like R. Kelly, but when it comes to this specific track we're about to get into, safe to say the Clifford Harris resident, they was trying to find out who could kill Curtis Jackson, aka 50 Cent, the fastest.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
And safe to say, I think we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen, as far as the rap battle between the Harris residents.
It's time for a rap battle!
I think, I guess it's not objective, but subjectively speaking, I think we could all say that Domani won. And the reason why I say I usually don't do this is because we're about to break this verse 2 down like a kilo of Miley Cyrus, because it's just that excruciating. And the ultimate lyricist has to be Domani out of the Harris residence, because who in the world comes up with a track like this using a Miss Jackson sample from the 2000s hit from Outkast? Now, anyways, let's get back into it. So verse 2 from Domani, Miss Jackson, it reads, "Hey, Curtis, I encourage you to do a little research on my whole family, but you can start with me first." Hold up now. Sorry. A lot of glazing is going to be happening right now. Pause. "I know you're not familiar with your mother or father." Oh, no. "Maybe that's the reason easily you'll talk about them." Mm-mm-mm. "Maybe that's the reason you be targeting women." Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because I currently have the lyrics up, ladies and gentlemen. All right, back to it. "Let somebody try your mama. Bet you'd probably want to kill him. Speaking of killing, Curtis, I heard you was a firebug. Well, I'ma be the reason all your fans put their lighters up. Put your lighters up if you dealt with abuse. Put your lighters up if you're no longer enthused." Hold up now, is that DaBaby?
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. This is a PG podcast, by the way. "With a person running around profiting off our pain, love it. When we fall down, that's when Curtis gets paid. Now put your lighters up if you want the truth. Many men sin, but don't profit like you from it. You don't even drink, but you'll fake it for the news coverage. Seem like you know 50 Cent more than you know you, Curtis."
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
I'm not gonna lie to you, man. In all these years of covering the game, the covering all these different genres.
Shepherd.
I mean, I gotta keep it 8 more than 92. That was beautiful. You know, as far as lyricists going back and forth, safe to say we haven't had a track like this since Side 7 and The GOAT.
"Is it okay I got my dope on me?"
This is literally on that level. I know y'all may think I'm blowing it out of proportion, but I'm not gonna cap to you. Let Domani of Ghost written this for T.I., and this would have been through the roof. Now, I hate to be that person to, you know, bring you bad news, but talent, unfortunately, is not everything.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
You can make an exceptional is an understatement. You can make a masterfully crafted diss track towards 50 Cent, and will this go to the moon? Of course not, because it's not the Clifford Harris. It's one of his sons.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
So that's why I wanted to give a spotlight to this specific track. Obviously, we just read off verse 2. verse one is even more excruciating. I mean, I think the bars all throughout this track, for it to only be two verses, I mean, he covered a plethora of topics and directly, surgically, I might add, just pinpointed and cut into 50 Cent's whole persona in a way that I believe if he would have ghostwritten this for T.I., I thought it would have been masterful. But of course, keeping it for himself makes sense as he is his own artist. And of course, he's been putting out music for a minute. So if you think he's just started, well, guess what? He didn't. He has over 197,000 monthly listeners on Spotify as of right now. And of course, he's been putting out all type of music ever since 2016, it seems like. And of course, his latest album was Forever Lasting Tape that came out February 13th. So, you know, he's been putting out music for quite some time. But do people pay attention? Of course not, because it's like one of those things where if you're Bronny James and your dad's LeBron James, it's kind of hard to do anything, even if you are good at the sport.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
So this is phenomenal. I think this is, one more time. This is phenomenal. So if you was wondering what Domani and his other brother, King Harris, been up to, basically this is them right there, right here, enjoying a WWE event, nothing too crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad that King Harris has a straw, because, you know, at the end of the day, if this man would have took another sip, I think the whole cup might have disappeared. You know what I'm saying?
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. Let's get back into it. So the main thing I was want to get at, especially with this specific just vitriol of attacks verbally from the Harris family, I think is well deserved, as 50 Cent was trolling T.I. in a way that the Harris family had enough. They said enough. Curtis Jackson over here trolling our dad like we won't really do it to you.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
So Domani jumped out. King Harris jumped out with his track, which, mind you, I think that was also phenomenal as far as, it's not as good as Domani's Miss Jackson, but it's pretty solid, right? I think when it comes to the whole family, T.I. did a wonderful job, especially teaching them the art of making music. All right, so with that being said, I do want to get into some of the other overviews, because people are probably wondering, well, where did this all come from? Because if you haven't seen my whole breakdown of T.I. and 50 Cent, you know, I highly encourage you to do that. Safe to say, I broke it down like a kilo of Miley Cyrus. But as far as these back and forths, I wanted to give its own segment to the children of T.I., because I think it was just that phenomenal. I wanted to respect it by giving it its own spotlight segment. So if you want to hear the whole breakdown, all you need to know is the simplified version is 50 Cent didn't want to do a versus, so he, instead of just saying he didn't want to do a versus, he said T.I. was a king rat. You know how T.I. is always saying he's the king of the South? 50 Cent changed that title to King Rat, and T.I. had enough. So that's basically where the whole beef comes from. It's really nothing deep, but once 50 Cent posted T.I.'s wife, Tiny, in an unflattering way, that's when the sons popped out. And that's why when I was breaking that down in the other segment, I basically said, if somebody dissed my mom, you couldn't tell me how to react. Because guess what? That's my mother. You know what I'm saying?
Woo-dee-doo.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo-dee-doo. We beat them. We go forward.
They saying you went too far?
Woo-dee-doo.
They saying you shouldn't bring up his dead mom?
Woo-dee-doo.
And then that's when you get a King Harris rant, because of course he went at Tiny first. Anyways, as far as King Harris, as far as Domani's role in this whole T.I. and 50 Cent beef, I think it would easily blow over. But because I do credit myself on being, or just having a soft spot, pause, for lyricists in the game and for hip hop in general, even though we do cover the entire music industry, I wanted to focus on these two gentlemen because they put out a phenomenal diss track. I think their dad, T.I., would be proud. Now, if you wanted to hear the King Harris diss track, I actually forget what that was called. Let's see, because Domani's track is called Miss Jackson. King Harris diss track, is it called, let me see, oh, it's called Made Man, I think. Yeah, I think it's, yeah, okay. So King Harris 50 Cent diss track is titled Made Man. So King Harris, Made Man, Domani, Miss Jackson, they did a phenomenal job on upholding the Harris legacy when it comes to rapping, because I'm not gonna lie to you, flipping an outcast Miss Jackson as a son of T.I. could have easily been mocked and scrutinized to the moon and back. But because he did such a phenomenal job lyrically, I think that's why people are coming out and saying that this is one of the better tracks out of the whole diss battle. But of course, since it's not T.I., I don't think it would get the proper flowers due and deserve. But, you know, of course, over here, Notorious Mass Effect, you know, we tried to get into things that notoriously affect the masses. But I also want to have a nice spotlight for when artists show just masterful penmanship when it comes to putting together lyrics, even if it's at the expense of one of my hip hop legends, which is 50 Cent.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Domani's diss track? What do you think about King Harris diss track? Obviously, we didn't get into 50 Cent T.I. because I've already covered that. If you want to see that, just type in 50 Cent or T.I. Analytic Dreams with a Z, and then my coverage will pop up. But ultimately, click my link here in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. Who out of the Harris family do you think had the better diss track when it came to coming at 50 Cent?
Every woman knows the feeling. That quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot. The moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.